when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. U.S.A.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes put his hand in mine and said he loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time, now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through his hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow, once upon a time, never comes again.
The dulcet tones of Sutton Foster to remind us those are four of the most powerful words in the English language. Once upon a time, for who knows what may follow after. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. I thought that would be a good way to start our show, even though that song is written for All American, a musical about professors and football. Oy, what a show. But a wonderful score by Strauss and Adams, at least a beautiful song from that show, which has become a semi-standard. And I thought we would use that as a way of opening the storybook to the many, 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 many musicals and musical theater pieces that are based on fairy tales, those most benign and charming and yet fraught with all sorts of emotional and psychological complications, as we will see. And look at how many different shows have come inspired one way or the other, either in a beneficent way or a slightly darker way, by fairy tales. And we'll look at all of them. We'll look at all of them from Scandinavia and so on and so forth. Goldilocks was a show from 1958 that starred Elaine Stritch and Don Ameche. And even though the poster had something with a girl and a bear, it had nothing to do with Goldilocks and the three bears. Probably one of the reasons it didn't do as well. It was a movie about a romance in the frame of the silent film era, etc., etc. But what can you do? But they must have realized that at some point, because here is Elaine Stritch from Goldilocks singing a song called Who's Been Sleeping in My Bed?
Whoa. When Goldilocks went visiting the bears, they came home from the forest unawares. Found cushions off the chairs, porridge everywheres, and bedlam in the bedroom when they hurried up the stairs. When I come home, I look around and sigh. Everything is neat as apple pie. A charming little nest, it gets me so depressed. I want to die. Know why? Who's been sitting in my chair? Just me, just me. Seems such a pity when I'd share it willingly. I want a den that is happy, homey. I've got a yen for a lap below me. If you were sitting in my chair, oh gosh, oh gee. Who's been eating my porridge? Just me, that's who. I'm just the type to go foraging for a midnight snack for two. When you don't see a soul with your morning coffee, you can't casserole and you can't pull toffee. If you were eating my porridge, oh dear, oh dear. Hi-ho and lack-a-day, a lack of love will turn me gray. Like Goldilocks. Who's been sleeping in my bed? Just me, just moi. I'd like a two-fisted biped for my boudoir. I'd like a tweed hanging next to that dress. I'd like to need a larger mattress. If you were sleeping in my bed, tra-la, 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 tra-la.
Well, Elaine Stritch is sort of a charming fairy godmother type, I suppose. That was from Goldilocks. A nice score by Leroy Anderson. Music by Leroy Anderson. Well, one of the reasons I would think so many musicals are either based on or takes on fairy tales is they share a lot of the same attributes, a certain kind of innocence and optimism, happy endings, romance, exotic locations. All that works extremely well on the musical theater stage. And indeed, it's not just musicals. It's operas and ballet like La Cenerentola and Cendrillon and all those fun things that happened in the 19th century. Let us go to France for probably one of the more persistent French fairy tales, which is Belle et la Bête. I think that's right. Beauty and the Beast, a wonderful film in the 40s with Jean Marais, a film by Cocteau that, of course, Disney took under its animated wing. First as a film and then as a stage production and then as a reimagined film of the star. Who knows? So many Beauty and the Beasts out there. Here is Ariana Grande and John Legend from the most recent incarnation.
Hey, tell us all. As it can be, barely even friends, that somebody bends unexpectedly.
Just a little change, small to say the least. Just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, and ever just as sure as the same.
Beauty and the Beast, one of the most persistent and prevalent fairy tale ideas in the American musical canon. Certainly Phantom of the Opera is based on that basic idea. Well, good little girls and dark, difficult, terrifying guys, I guess, are also part of that trope, and no more so, of course, than things like Little Red Riding Hood. And I wish I could play. I didn't find a good track of it. There was a Little Red Riding Hood musical on television in the early 60s with Cyril Richard and Liza Minnelli. But let us talk about Wolves in the Forest, and Big Bad Wolves go all the way back to 1933 with Disney's Three Little Pigs and a song that became extremely popular and was a major hit in the 1930s, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome pigs, for the big bad, very big, very bad wolf. They did not give three figs. And number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey hey toot he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Now number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey diddle diddle he played on his fiddle and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I shall build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing or dance, cause work and play don't mix. Ha, 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 the two little pigs just winked and laughed. Ha, ha. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la. Came the day when fate did frown, and the wolf blew into town. With a gruff puff puff he puffed just enough, and the hay house fell right down. One and two were scared to death of the big bad wolfie's breath. Pull the hair of your chinny chin, I'll blow you in, and the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save that piglet family. So when they knocked, he fast unlocked and said, come in with me. Now they all were safe inside, but the bricks hurt Wolfie's pride. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by chimney, in the fire he was fried. Oh, oh, the three little free little pigs just winked and laughed. Ha, oh, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who is afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra la 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 la. Tra la la, tra la la. Tra la 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 la. Who's afraid of the big, 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 big bad wolf?
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh. Not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush. Delicious. Hello, little girl. What's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Send straight ahead. Not delay, you'll be misled.
But slow, little girl. Hark. And hush, the birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Utter perfection, one brittle, one supple. One moment,
Mother said,
my dear.
Come with me, follow the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path. So many worth exploring.
just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Think of those crisp, aging bones, then something fresh on the palate. Think of that scrumptious carnality twice in one day. There's no possible way to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray, still I suppose a small delay. Granny might like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. Hello.
A slightly more modern take on Little Red Riding Hood as she scampers through the woods and encounters another big bad wolf. That, of course, was Sondheim's Into the Woods. This is a recording from the 1990 West End production, which I think is a terrific recording in many ways, preferable to the Broadway version. Well, I said earlier there had been a Liza Minnelli television version of Little Red Riding Hood, and there was a Vogue in the early 60s, I guess Peter Pan, Cinderella, but then also things like Little Red Riding Hood or The Shoemaker and the Elves, all these things done on primetime television, original musicals by first-rate Tin Pan Alley and Broadway songwriters with great casts. And I played some of them earlier on a show called, a broadcast called TV Tuners. But here's one I left out, so now we'll get to hear it. Jack and the Beanstalk, a classic fairy tale, also used by Sondheim and James Lapine in Into the Woods, had its own little Hanna-Barbera primetime special with a score by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. No slouches they, with Gene Kelly as a sort of funny guy who sells beans, obviously leading to the rest of the story. At any rate, here's the Hope Song from Jack and the Beanstalk with the one and only Gene Kelly.
A tiny bit of faith and a large amount of hope, or vice versa, can swiftly disperse a most calamitous situation. A large amount of hope and a tiny bit of faith, or vice versa, can swiftly reverse a most unfortunate complication. To a doubting Thomas, life's without promise. Now don't you think that's bad?
But these old beans are still just beans.
How sad, until you add
a tiny bit of faith and a large amount of hope.
Versa visa, though it's strange, what a lovely change it made.
Honestly,
cross my heart,
cause faith and hope are all it ever really takes. Or vice versa.
You must feel trapped inside these walls. We'll run away, just you and me. Why not escape as evening falls? There's a whole world you've yet to see.
If I go with you, will it be safe?
Sure. Do you trust me?
What did you just say?
Do you trust me?
I'm not sure why, but yes.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world.
dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear. And now I'm in a whole new world with
now
you.
Now I'm in a whole new world. Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world.
Every turn is
a surprise.
Every moment better.
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world.
Every turn is a
surprise. A new
horizon
to pursue.
I'll
chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
A whole new world. That's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be.
A thrilling chance.
That was Adam Jacobs and Courtney Reed from the Broadway cast of Aladdin, reminding us that not all fairy tales are from, you know, Western culture. That, of course, had its origins in the Book of 1001 Nights, or otherwise known as the Arabian Nights, from the Middle East. It's interesting that these topics keep surfacing and getting reinvented in terms of musical theater. The Brits have a phenomenon called the Christmas pantomime, which is taking a lot of these famous fairy tales, but also Aladdin, of course, but also Dick Whittington, Something Utterly Unknown in America, Puss in Boots, barely known, and doing all sorts of fun little versions, which they all these rituals and the deal with the audience and famous actors and drag and all sorts of fun stuff. I would like to see a pantomime someday. But, of course, the most famous of them is Cinderella, which has continued to be part of our dramatic and musical fabric since the middle of the, well, since the end of the 18th century, I think. Here is the one that really put it across to Americans. I think 104 million people watched it that night. Here is the 1957 television cast of Cinderella with Julie Andrews.
Corner in my own little chair, I can be
You shouldn't say such things. I'm the belle of the ball in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
10 minutes ago I saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and she's taking me back to the sky. In the arms of my love, I'm flying over mountain and meadow and glen. And I like it so well that for all I can tell, I may never come down again. I may never come down to earth again.
10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found him, I have found him.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. Think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought, what would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never belong? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive and you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you stall long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in the stuff on the steps. Better run along home. and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'll be better off there where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. They're from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with the shoe in the stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew, on the steps of the palace.
Three different takes on Cinderella, one of the most popular fairy tales to be musicalized in the history of, what would I say, Western civilization, musical theater. We heard Julie Andrews from the television version of Cinderella, and then Laura Osnes and Santino Fontana in the stage version that was on Broadway a few years ago, and then Cinderella from the, as a character, from the West End production of Into the Woods. That was Jackie Dankworth, a wonderful performer, I think, the daughter of John Dankworth and Cleo Lane. Hello, this is Larry Maslon here on Broadway to Main Street, and once upon a time, in fact, this Sunday afternoon, we are opening the storybook covers to let you in all the different ways that fairy tales have been realized on the theatrical stage. Sondheim would seem to be the least likely person to write something as gentle and benign and affirming as a fairy tale, but he keeps coming back to this idea, of course, Into the Woods, but even earlier in A Little Night Music, he writes an opening number, Frederick sings, but is Hans Christian Andersen ever risque? Well, it's slightly risque in A Little Night Music, and here is a song cut from the show called Two Fairy Tales, sung by the people who originated it before it was cut, Victoria Mallory and Mark Jacoby. Music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim.
Once upon a time,
there lived a princess.
There lived a knight
who was exceedingly beloved.
Who was devout.
Who had a kingdom.
In a kingdom
which was perfect.
Which was wretched.
Which was carpeted with jewels.
Which was under someone's curse.
She was beset
on every side. It was beset
with handsome princes,
with giant trolls
and lesser nobles,
and with dragons
bearing gifts and begging marriage.
Famine.
She would spurn them,
he would pray,
and they would kill themselves in duels.
And it constantly got worse. Of course, the knight was much inspired,
but the princess soon grew tired
by the misery at hand
of all the fire she had fed.
And as time went on, he thought,
she thought, I must wed someone.
I must do something to alleviate the sorrow in the land.
Now there were three.
There were three
princes,
dragons
in particular, named Virtue,
falsehood,
kindness,
greed,
and excellence,
and lust.
She could not.
He could not.
Choose.
Refuse the call. He bade his wife.
She bade the three appear.
Farewell, for go he must then to the west.
She got her wizard to suggest.
The knight set off upon his quest.
A sort of test.
He bore his crest.
And her be his.
As if possessed.
The princely suitors did their best.
Nor did he rest.
And who'd have guessed?
He was obsessed.
All three were tested and they passed.
He found a priest.
She was depressed.
He made a fast and was confessed.
To say the least.
He never ceased.
But she got dressed.
Until at last he had laid waste.
And served a feast where she was faced.
And turned to dust
with
the dragons.
With princess virtue,
falsehood,
kindness,
greed,
and excellence.
And lust.
After many years, the king, her father,
the noble knight,
who'd been abroad in search of truth,
who'd lost an arm,
returned to find
a
kingdom wretched,
a kingdom perfect,
all activity suspended,
all activity resumed.
To his dismay, he also found his daughter mad,
his wife had died,
with indecision,
with the waiting,
she had lapsed into a coma,
and his children,
while her suitors,
left alone,
had grown restless and offended,
had been starving and were doomed.
And so the king, to ease her sorrow,
so the court upon the morrow,
passed a curious decree,
proclaimed the holiday to be,
that she could marry all three suitors.
And the day was named for him.
Did she feel guilty? No.
Oh yes,
and it was wonderful to see.
So he lived, not for long,
ever after,
ever watchful for,
with virtue,
falsehood,
kindness,
greed,
and excellence,
and lust.
That's a tale,
that's a tale,
which was read me by my mother,
and there's probably a moral to be pointedly discussed, but it's always been my favorite, and I read it when I'm gloomy, and though fairy tales are foolish, that's a fairy tale to trust.
Well, when we look at musicalizations of fairy tales, we have to wind up with perhaps the greatest spinner of tales of them all, and that was Hans Christian Andersen. And if I were to ask you, what project did Moss Hart, Frank Lesser, and Danny Kaye collaborate on, you would say, quite correctly, the 1952 film Hans Christian Andersen, which was very popular in its day. I don't know. I think they've tried to put it on stage a couple times. I think they should try a little harder. It's a great, great Lesser score. The movie begins by saying this is not the story of his life, but a fairy tale about this great spinner of fairy tales. So it's a little distanced from reality, to say the least. But here is Danny Kaye singing two wonderful songs from that score.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I've many a tale to tell, and though I'm a cobbler, I'd say I tell them rather well. I'll mend your shoes and I'll fix your boots when I have a moment free, when I'm not otherwise occupied as a purple duck or a mountainside or a quarter after three. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I bring you a fable rare. There once was a table who said, oh, how I'd love a chair. And then and there came a sweet young chair, all dressed in a bridal gown. He said to her in a voice so true, now I did not say I would marry you, but I would like to sit down. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen's in town. I write myself a note each day and I place it in my hat. The wind comes by, the hat blows high, but that's not the end of that. For round and round the world it goes, it lands here right behind myself. I pick it up and I read the note, which is merely to remind myself. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, my pen's like a babbling brook. Permit me to show you, dear sir, my very latest book. Now here's a tale of a simple fool, just glance at a page or two. You laugh, ha ha, but you blush a bit, for you realize while you're reading it that it's also reading you. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, and this is an April day. It's full of the magic I need to speed me on my way. My pocketbook has an empty look, I limp on a lumpy shoe. Or if I wish, I'm a flying fish or a millionaire with a rocking chair and a dumpling in my stew. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who.
Measuring the marigold,
seems to me you'd stop and say how beautiful they are. Measuring the marigold, you and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me stop and see how beautiful they are.
Two and two are four. Four and four are eight.
Seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful.
Danny Kaye from the score of Hans Christian Andersen. Kaye recorded 8 songs from that film in a studio on Decca, and it was the number one album in the country for like 2 months back in 1952. Always great to hear the music of Frank Lesser. Well, let us come to another Hans Christian Andersen story, The Princess and the Pea, musicalized as Once Upon a Mattress in 1959. And here is Carol Burnett as the kind of princess you don't usually see in fairy tales.
Well, who's the lucky man? Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you? Are you, are you, are you, are
Nani, noni, neeny, nani, noni, nani.
No, no, no. Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am just as embarrassed as you? And I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy, I confess that I'm shy. Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear cause I'm shy? And you may be sure, way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try. Though I'm frightened and shy, and despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie, because I'm actually terribly timid. Suddenly confronted with romance, and she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the ladies know. and the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate.
She's going fishing for a mate.
I'm gonna look in every brook.
She's gonna look in every brook.
But how much longer must I wait with bated breath and hook?
Such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I wanna see 'em dancing, walking around on those, what do you call 'em? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand, but they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why is it? What's the word?
Sierra Bagues from the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid, also a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale that has been quite potent over the years. I think historians will point out that the film of Little Mermaid that came out, I think, in the early 80s by Disney was one of the first of these Disney blockbusters that used these fairy tales. These myths had been around forever. Of course, they'd always been doing it with Sleeping Beauty and Cinderella and Snow White, but reimagined them in a very kind of Broadway form. And that, of course, was scored by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken. And Disney would go on to obviously do Aladdin and all sorts of other fairy tale adaptations. But perhaps the biggest one of all also came from Hans Christian Andersen and his story, The Snow Queen. And purists of Hans Christian Andersen's work, including my good friend Fritz Bruhn, a great Dane who loves Hans Christian Andersen, will point out that the movie isn't quite the story, but that's okay because it's making a lot of money on its own. It's in pre-Broadway tryouts in Denver, one of the most highly anticipated shows of the 2017-2018 season. So doffing our little wool cap in the hopes that we'll see Frozen on Broadway soon. Wrapping up our episode on fairy tales is Idina Menzel singing Let It Go from the movie. And if there was ever a happily ever after ending for a song, it's this one.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. Let it go,
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.